Comcast is preparing to merge with Time Warner, combining the nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 1st, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. A lot of news and information to cover this week, and as usual, taking phone calls all third hour. Some of the topics we're going to be discussing today: anti-fluoride activists pressure Austin City Council not to renew contract. If the truths about fluoride are new to you, definitely stay tuned and listen to this story that's happening this past week. Russia seeks access to bases in eight countries for its ships and bombers. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening there in the Ukraine. Americans for Tax Reform this past week. IRS warns Obamacare tax must be paid with tax returns. You're going to want to listen to that one. And an excellent article this past week by the economiccollapseblog.com. China starts to make a power move against the U.S. Dollar. Also, is gun confiscation underway in Connecticut? We're going to be leading off with that this hour. Several stories coming in. I was unaware of this. Actually, Brian brought this up to me this past week. This has been in effect since, I believe, January 1st of this year. We're going to be talking about what's happening in Connecticut. And also, we're going to be discussing this hour. We talked about it last week. No surprise, Jim Brewer, governor of Arizona, vetoes Senate Bill 1062. And, you know, last week I'd said she'll either veto it or later on down the road, a sellout traitor federal judge will deem it unconstitutional or something. It will, if there is any laws passed by state legislatures to actually expand religious freedom or protect the Christian conservatives, you can rest assured, you can bank on the fact that it will be vetoed or shot down in some way, shape, or form. That is not the motives of the elite that run this country. And you could just see this past week the concerted attacks on Arizona and the governor to veto that bill. We'll be talking about that as well. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And let's get started. Now, the first story, and this one's posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com and alternativemedia.org, if you'd like to read it for yourself. In Connecticut right now, over 90% of the gun owners in the Constitution state have refused to comply with a new anti-gun regulation. These laws require that all assault weapons and high-capacity magazines over 10 rounds be registered with the state as of January 1st of this year. The state estimated that there are about 372,000 assault weapons and over 2 million high-capacity magazines within the state. But when the numbers came in, only about 50,000 assault weapons had been registered, as well as 38,000 high-capacity magazines. In other words, only about 3.7% of the scary weaponry within Connecticut has been registered with the government, meaning that 96.3% of innocent gun owners were considered felons overnight. Of course, this did not faze them as they are continuing to ignore the so-called law. Now, I, for one, you know, try to keep up with the news pretty well. I was unaware of this, and it's an interesting story. We're going to get into it. The bureaucrats bent on control didn't like this very much, you can imagine, so they're responding by sending another wave of letters to gun owners, giving them one more chance to register their weapons with the government. According to a local newspaper, the state now holds signed and notarized letters saying those late applicants own rifles and magazines illegally, but rather than turn that information over to prosecutors, state officials are giving the gun owners a chance to get rid of the weapons and magazines. Now, from my understanding, and when we go to the phones, if there's anyone in that area that wants to call in, they can definitely call in and clarify, but it looks like the one more chance is not to legally register your gun, but it is to now get rid of the gun. Stated differently, rather than immediately taking hundreds of thousands of gun owners to court over their shiny new felony, the oh-so-benevolent overlords of Connecticut are graciously giving them another chance or else. Now, according to the letter posted on several message boards and online media sources, residents who failed to register their firearms now must take the following action. Render the assault weapon permanently inoperable. Destroy your gun. Sell the assault weapon to a licensed gun dealer. Remove the assault weapon from the state. Or you may make arrangements to relinquish the assault weapon to a police department or to the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. Wow. Isn't that interesting? How far we have come here in America against the Second Amendment. Those all sound like super fun options so far. It looks like the only owners who tried to register their firearms but missed the deadline are getting the letters. However, Connecticut has its own database of gun owners, so it will be interesting to see if they start sending out letters to people who didn't make any attempt to register their firearms at all. And remember, it's looking like over 96% of the people. What ought to happen in a situation like this is let the government try to prosecute these people. Everyone asks for jury trials. And then the good people of the state that's got common sense left in their head come in and acquit and hang all the juries. Just backlog the courts if that's what they want to do. But, you know, the way the court system works and the way they'll move you into some kind of other courtroom or deny you a jury trial and force you to have a judge rule, I mean, you can't have, I don't think you can have any protection by the courts in this country anymore, not to get the railroad. I mean, it's sad that we've let this situation get this far in America. And this is a prime example of, one, the knee-jerk reaction. They use a situation like Sandy Hook or any of these other gun shootings to justify taking the guns away from the legally obtained citizens of the country. It's absurd. This political correctness, this multiculturalism push by those that own the media is just destroying what's left of this country that they've not already destroyed by their by-design economic collapse. I'm going to go on with this article, which is coming from GunSavesLives.net. According to some reports, tens of thousands of residents likely made no attempt to register their firearms or standard capacity magazines, either due to ignorance of the law or acts of civil disobedience. Now, again, I've got a copy, and you can look at it on the website, of the letter sent out to people in the state asking them to remove their gun from the state, sell it to a licensed gun dealer, render it inoperable, or give it to the police department. So that this is the toughest gun laws in the country. Now, a spokesperson with the Special Licensing and Firearm Unit of the Connecticut Department of Emergency Services for Public Protection told The Blaze that a letter has been drafted to send to gun owners who are found to be in possession of unregistered semi-automatic rifles deemed illegal by the state's new gun control laws. However, not one letter has been sent out so far. The spokesperson, who didn't want to identify herself, refused to comment on the content of the draft letter. We're going to be discussing this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. We're discussing the assault weapons ban that's going on in Connecticut. And, you know, when Brian mentioned this to me and I got to looking into it, I watch mainstream media as much as I can stomach at times, which is not a whole lot, but I've not seen any mention of this. I remember when they were passing the laws, but I really didn't remember when it was going into effect and how severe it is. But this is an interesting story because once they, it's incrementalism at its best. They are coming at the Second Amendment through so many different ways. And when it happens over here in this state and we sit here in North Carolina and say, well, that's not us, don't worry. It'll be coming full circle because the goal is to, through incrementalism, disarm American citizens, law-abiding citizens, in as many different ways as possible. Now, on with this article that's coming in from theblaze.com. When we ask what other action the state plans to take against owners of unregistered so-called assault rifles, the spokesperson said we could contact the governor's office because that's where they get their order forms. Now, do you remember years back, especially those of you that were listening to patriotic broadcasts in the 90s, remember everybody saying registration? What's it lead to? Confiscation. How are they knowing who's got the guns that's not turning them in? Because they are law-abiding citizens. They played by the rules. They bought them legally. You know, I don't know what kind of background checks you have to go through there or in the past there. But chances are, you know, by far, the majority are law-abiding citizens that pose no threat. They just want to have that firearm. And maybe they want to have that firearm because they distrust a lying, corrupt federal government. I don't know of any better reason to go out and buy an assault weapon than the fact that you fear your very own government, who has time and time and time again lied directly to the American people. I'm not talking about just the Obama administration. I think George W. Bush should be in prison for war crimes. It's not one party or the other. You're listening to the wrong broadcast if you think that I'm here to beat up on the Democrat Party, because I like to dish it out equally, because both are responsible for selling out my children's future and yours too with the two-party, one-party system. Let's continue with the article. After tens of thousands of defiant gun owners in Connecticut chose not to register their semi-automatic rifles to comply with a hastily passed gun control law, the state is now taking some action. Officials are reportedly notifying gun owners who submitted late applications that they have one last chance to get rid of their illegal weapon. You get rid of your illegal weapon. State officials did not accept some registration applications that were submitted after the January 4th deadline. However, not all late applications were accepted, the Journal Inquirer reports. So gun owners who actually tried to register their guns and magazines, intentionally, late or not, are now on the state's radar for owning guns that became illegal overnight. So how about that? Owning an unregistered semi-automatic rifle or high-capacity magazine that was legal prior to January 3rd is now a Class D felony under the new law. But, you know, occasionally I run into some buffoons that are so incompetent to what's actually happening in this country that they will say things like, you know, there's no real effort to take away people's guns. It's just certain guns. Man, we've seen gun-free zones. And look at this. You can't have a magazine that holds over 10 rounds. Now, you know, I know they frame all this absurdity and, you know, they're going to make it more difficult, I guess, for someone to go shoot up a place, whatever they pick, which happens in this country ever so often, sadly. But we all know that this will have absolutely no effect on that. Well, one, when they make these things illegal, what does it create? A black market. I guarantee you, you can go into Connecticut and you can buy a 30-round magazine if you really, really want to for your Mac 90 or whatever you're looking for. All this does is it makes law-abiding citizens fearful of having those items or purchasing them, because they don't want to break the law. They don't want to get into trouble. Most of the American people try to obey the laws, no matter how ridiculous or absurd. But in this case, 96% apparently are saying no. I bought this legally. It's mine. I've done nothing wrong. I'm not going to register it. I'm not going to turn it in. I'm not going to get rid of it. Let's just see what they do. And for those people in Connecticut, stand your ground. You know, if there's going to come a time, whether it's a big stand or a whole bunch of little stands, the federal government of the United States is not going to let up on the American people. You're taxed into poverty. You've got rules and regulations and licenses and permits. You can't practice. Freedom is a nice word. You know, I like to say freedom. I like to hear freedom. But, brother, you don't have much of it left. If you think you're free, try to make some improvements to some raw land. If you think you're free, try to start a business. You know, it's all in your mindset of what freedom is. If freedom to you is to go down to a tattoo parlor and get yourself covered in tattoos, you're free. It's all about your mindset of what freedom is. My idea of freedom is to be free of an overbearing, bureaucratic nightmare, tax and spend government that is involved in every aspect of my life. You know, there's been no real backlash or outcry from the government just admitting through Snowden, whether that's by design or whatever, it doesn't matter. They've admitted now that they're listening to all your phone calls, they're reading your emails, they're reading your text, you're living in the movie 1984, and the people just accept it. And the ones that I despise the most is the ones that say, well, you know, I don't have anything to hide. What have you got to hide? Do you not pull your blinds down when you're going to run around in your house naked if you ever do that? Why do you pull the blinds down? You want some privacy. How can you have any freedom without privacy? If you don't have basic right to privacy, then how can you ever have anything like real freedom? You know, you make passwords for your email. You don't email that out to everyone because you want privacy. But the American people, the mindset of the people in this country is baffling because it's almost like no matter what the government admits to, as far as taking away your liberties, somehow the American people justify and choke it down. I mean, look how far we've come since the fable that they perpetrated on 9/11. We have sit back and give up our liberties for security. And the revelation that they're reading all of your email, they're tracking you on your phone, every aspect of your computerized life is being recorded and stored has just kind of fell out of the memory. Oh well, you know, but we all suspected that. I've heard people say that. Yeah, we all suspected it. Broadcast like that. This has been saying it for years, but it don't make it right, and it's not making you safer. It's just being controlled by a manipulative government. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Jan Brewer vetoes Bill 1062. What a surprise. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We're back here at the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. And I wanted to get into the story coming out of Arizona. We talked about it last week. And this is coming in from azcentral.com. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer silenced the outcry over Senate Bill 1062 with a veto early Wednesday, inciting relief from opponents who said it would lead to discrimination and hurt the state's economy and the state's reputation, and disappointment from supporters who maintain the bill's intent had been distorted. A somber Brewer announced her decision in a rare news conference in the rotunda outside her office. Now, it doesn't matter what website or TV channel carries anything about Jan Brewer. They only post pictures of her where she looks like, for those of you old enough, remember the old TV show with Witchy Poo. They always portray her in the worst light they possibly can whenever she's put on newspaper, website, or TV. Just take a look at that and see if I'm not telling you the truth. Senate Bill 1062 could divide Arizona in ways we cannot even imagine, and no one would ever want. Would just divide everyone if Christians had the freedom to discriminate if they so chose in a situation with homosexuals, is what she's saying. She told the room packed with journalists from around the country, let's turn the ugliness of the debate over Senate Bill 1062 into a renewed search for greater respect and understanding among all Arizonians and Americans. Senate Bill 1062 would have offered a legal defense for individuals and businesses facing discrimination lawsuits if they proved they had acted on a sincerely held religious belief. Opponents argued it would legalize discrimination, in particular allowing businesses to refuse to serve the lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender community. Wow, isn't that interesting? Could you imagine if your grandfather was here today? I mean, so a lot of your grandparents probably are alive and well, but my grandpa, it would blow his mind to understand what we're discussing today. Allowing businesses to refuse to serve the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. I'm going to go out on a limb right here, and I know a lot of you are going to disagree with me on this. I get the email, but I'm here to tell you, when a person takes their own money or goes down to the bank and borrows it in their name, whatever, however they get the money, and they go out and they start their own business, no matter what that business is, it's theirs. And if it's a success, they get the credit. If it fails, then they get the credit for the failure. It's theirs. At some point, is it not any of the government's business how you run it? Why is it the government's business if I refused to serve someone? Then if everybody got mad and nobody came back, the business would be a failure. It would work itself out. I don't need a government that's like my big brother, you know, that comes along and paddles me when I don't act to suit them properly. This multiculturalism that they're ramming down our throat is destroying our country in so many ways. This is designed, the reason they don't want this type of stuff to pass, the reason John Kerry and John McCain and everyone else comes running, swooping in to all the media of the country is all fixated on this bill in Arizona, is because they want to get things to where, let's say, your local church wants to hire a pianist. They need someone to play the piano. And then they don't want to hire them because they find out they're homosexual. They want that church to be able to be sued by that person, and so they can just destroy any remnant of morality that might be left in the country. This is where this is leading. Just hide and watch and see. It's very easily predicted. Let's read on with the article. Brewer acknowledged the concerns of those in her party who had supported the legislation, but said they were unwarranted. As governor, I have protected religious freedoms when there were a specific and present concern that exists in our state, she said. Senate Bill 1062 does not address a specific and present concern related to religious liberty in Arizona. I've not heard of one example in Arizona where a business owner's religious liberty has been violated. The veto came 2 days after the bill reached her desk and amid a growing criticism locally and nationally of the legislation. Similar bills have been proposed in other states, including Idaho and Kansas, but not advanced. Since the legislature's passage of the bill last week, the governor's office had received more than 40,000 letters, emails, and phone calls about the bill, mostly in opposition. Rallies against the legislation were held in Phoenix, Flagstaff, and Tucson, with many comparing the legislation unfavorably to Arizona's controversial 2010 immigration law, SB 1070. Apple, American Airlines, Marriott, and American Express strongly opposed the legislation, saying it would be bad for business. If the Christians had religious freedom and could not serve people or organizations that were contrary to their beliefs, that would be bad for business. The Arizona Super Bowl host committee also called for a Brewer veto amid reports the NFL was looking at other sites for its 2015 championship game. I saw that on Drudge Report earlier in the week, and I knew, I said, she'll veto it because there's big money involved. You know, if the NFL is going to move the Super Bowl, she'd probably veto any legislation that crossed her desk to keep that there. The state Republican U.S. Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, and 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney also urged Brewer to nix the measure. Wow, isn't that interesting? The NFL is going to move the Super Bowl if the governor passes legislation that is pro-conservative, pro-family, pro-Christian, pro-freedom. You can just look at a bill now, and you can see if the majority of the people would probably benefit from that or may would want to have the right to that. And if it is so, or if it would be better for family, Christianity, or freedom, then it will be vetoed or struck down by some federal judge. It's just that simple. We see it time and time again. But it's interesting to see how the mainstream media, I mean, they piled on this. I saw this on CNN. I saw it on Fox News. It was on all the websites. Arizona has tried to pass some legislation. And, you know, we talk about states' rights, and there is no states' rights, because if they pass legislation that's pro for the constituents of that state, and you know it would be better for the people, the law that they pass, just like the immigration laws in Arizona, then the federal government, the president's administration, and federal judges all come and attack it. We saw that with the immigration debate. I don't understand why the American people have such a hard time seeing that there is a concerted effort by design with the media and the powers that be that run a puppet government to foster as much pro-homosexual agenda on the American people. Now, you know, they're always saying tolerance, tolerance. We're giving them tolerance. No one's doing anything against them. Nobody's trying to stop anything except maybe gay marriage and a few things like that. Nobody's stopping them from doing what they want to do in their bedroom. What I'm saying is I just don't want to turn on my TV at 8 o'clock at night and every TV show is pro-homosexual. What does that, you know, Putin said that he was doing this to try to protect the children. He don't want the children influenced by that lifestyle. We don't even have that much backbone in America. The TV in the last several years has become so pro-liberal and pro-homosexual. RuPaul rung the bell Monday, I believe it was, at the Stock Exchange, New York Stock Exchange. I mean, wow, I bet the rest of the world has a big laugh at that one. But no surprise here, you cannot get legislation passed in this country that is pro-family, that stands for religious freedom, and this is just another example of that. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
On the alternative media, in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got a video on my website. It's not really radio friendly, so I can't play it here on the broadcast. It's over on the right hand side. And it's about Sweden, and I've got under it, look what's happening to Sweden. This is being played on the televisions throughout Sweden. And I urge everyone, go to thealternativemedia.com when you got time and check out. It's only about 2 minutes. Check out what's being promoted in Sweden. Now, I've got a story here. This came in this past week from Fox News. You know, we talk a lot about nutrition. We talk a lot about fluoride, food, genetically modified foods. Listen to this. Nearly 500 foods found on grocery store shelves in the United States, including many foods labeled as healthy, contain a potentially hazardous industrial plastic chemical. According to a report issued Thursday by a health research advocacy group. So it contains 500 foods contain industrial plastic chemicals. Azodia carbide amide, and I probably butchered that, also known as ADA, that's what we're going to refer to it as, was found as an ingredient in breads, bagels, tortillas, hamburger, and hot dog buns, pizza, pastries, and other food products, according to a report by the Environmental Working Group based in Washington. Some consumer groups have called for the removal of ADA from the use in foods. Fast food chain Subway said earlier this month that it was removing the chemical from its products, but stated the ADA is safe and widely used ingredients in many foods. ADA is fully approved for use in food by the United States Food and Drug Administration. But ADA is banned as an additive in Australia and many European countries. Now, you know, we've done those stories before. It's been some time. I probably should do it again. And it's the foods that they sell them in European countries, but they're made differently. The ingredients are completely different than what's allowed here in the United States. And it's not that they're less healthy there. They're more healthy there. As a food additive, ADA is used as a flour bleaching agent and as an oxidizing agent in dough to improve its performance for bakers. It's also used in plastics to improve elasticity and can be found in yoga mats and many shoes. The World Health Organization states that studies in humans and other reports have produced abundant evidence that ADA can induce asthma, other respiratory systems, and skin sensations to people working with the chemical. So what this is basically saying is 500 foods that you buy on your shelves, some of which are labeled healthy, contain industrial plastic chemicals that are banned in many other countries as a food additive, but you're eating it here in America. You know, I have witnessed in my short time on this planet that in the last, and I don't know what kind of time frame to put on it, let's just say 5 years, but that may be too short. It's definitely not too long. That the youth look different. A lot of the youth look different, at least the way they portray them in TV commercials and the like. We've got more obesity than I've ever seen personally. And then we've got a lot of people that just look unhealthy. And you know, the story that we read last week from Natural News about how it is a diabolical effort to make nutritionless food in America, and that's what we're seeing. I believe that 100%. The diet of the American people is a direct result to the cancer rates and the amount of obesity and the unhealthiness of so many people. And then on top of that, of course, you've got fluoride, you've got genetically modified foods, but on top of that, you've got the fact that there's all kinds of ingredients in the food of which you're not even aware that other countries that apparently have a little bit more regard to the health of their people ban. The next hour, we're going to get into a story about fluoride, and if you're unaware of the truths and dangers of fluoride, and many, many, many people are, you'll want to listen to that. But I definitely wanted to get that one in. And again, Fox News carried that story. Now, this is coming in from the WashingtonTimes.com. The Obama administration regularly cuts a break for businesses that hire illegal immigrants, reducing their fines by an average of 40% from what they should be, according to an audit released Tuesday that suggests the government could be doing more to go after employers. And I, for one, don't like this going after employers, because it's a way for the government to try to force the employer to pay the government because the government won't enforce its own laws on border protection. I've never liked this idea. But the fact that the Obama administration is cutting the funds is almost like the wink, wink, you know, we really, really want you to hire them, but we just kind of have to act like we're opposed to hiring illegal immigrants. According to the audit conducted by the Homeland Security Department, and the Inspector General of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement cut one business fine from $4.9 million to slightly over $1 million, 78% drop. Investigators said the reduction is legal, but it may be undercutting the administration's goal of getting tough on businesses that hire illegal immigrants. The knowledge that fines can be significantly reduced may diminish the effectiveness of fines as a deterrent to hiring unauthorized workers, the inspector said. Why don't, instead of the government fining businesses that hire illegals, why don't the American people have the ability to sue our representatives for not enforcing the laws that are on the books? I would love to see, you know, like John Kerry lose his house and everything in a lawsuit because he's such a traitor to the Constitution and to the people and the rest of them up there too, the Republicrats and the Democrats. Because the laws are on the books and they absolutely won't enforce the laws. They won't secure the border. It's a concerted effort for this country to be overrun and undermined by illegal aliens. And I know many people disagree with me on this. Just wait and see. There will be some form of amnesty come out of the Obama administration long before he leaves office. The report was released the same day that a coalition of business groups wrote a letter to White House Speaker John Boehner, Ohio Republican, asking him to pass an immigration bill this year. The business groups said they supported Mr. Boehner's list of immigration principles, which would give businesses a new supply of legal guest workers while granting legal status to most illegal immigrants already in the U.S. The march is on, people. The handwriting's on the wall. And what gets me about this is they frame it. They frame this as like there's a lack of workers in America. Now, we know the government's version of unemployment is laughable. Those of us that have took time to actually take a look at what's going on knows that there's no abundance of jobs and shortage of workers. But actually, this is how they're framing this. While most of the attention is on the immigration debate, goes to illegal immigrants themselves, analysts say the problem would be much smaller if businesses would abide by employment laws. Under President Obama, the federal government was supposed to be putting more of an emphasis on going after employers. So they're going to go after the American people that hire an illegal immigrant that's here because the federal government won't enforce its own policy and secure the border. It's unbelievable. ICE specifically announced that it would conduct more audits of the I-9 forms all businesses are required to keep, demonstrating that their employees are authorized to work in the U.S. The goal was to try to ramp up pressure on businesses to hire legal workers. Yeah, right. Well, that's an interesting story. Should come as no surprise to anyone. Next hour, we're going to start off with anti-fluoride activists pressure Austin City Council not to renew contract. We're going to talk a little bit about the dangers of fluoride. Also, Navy Lieutenant this past week, power plant mission ruined my health. Coming in from CBS Baltimore, this is all about Fukushima. Also, Russia seeking access to bases in 8 countries for its ships and bombers. It's heating up over in the Ukraine. And 4 more cancers to be covered by insurance program for 9/11 first responders. Yeah, finally, you know, 13 years later, they're going to try to do something for the first responders. China starts to make power move against the U.S. dollar. You're going to hear that one. Back in moments, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me.